It's time to tell the neighbors the charge shop is on. It's time that you can listen to errors long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Not Charlie Evers today, but Scott Spears and Glenn Coble sitting in for Charlie Evers, who's still out recouping his energy, and we hope to see Charlie back very soon. Now, today, for all you Charlie Evers fans, we are, because not having Charlie here is not fun for us.
No,
we miss Charlie.
Absolutely.
So
not.
Here's what, I thought about this early on in the week, and I had to think long and hard, Glenn. I had to think long and hard. But what I want you to do is I want you to get your neighbors, I want you to get your kids, I want you to get on the phone and call your relatives, because when we come back at 10:30, we're going to do something I swore we would never do again on this station.
Okay.
And I'm going to.
Does it require visuals?
Well, no, it's a big setup, Glenn.
Okay.
But here's what it is. Because Charlie hasn't been on for a while, I'd have to go back and pull the date, but I believe it was the spring of 2018. Charlie and I have always done a show called The Exchange Club.
Yep.
And at that time, we had the late Marge Hazlett was still with us. And, you know, I don't know if there was I honestly haven't listened to the tape. I don't know if there was somebody else with us or not. But back on this fateful day in 2018, Charlie and I got into a conversation about LGBTQ.
Okay.
And what the Q stood for.
Very timely.
Very timely. And the conversation we got into, I don't even know how to explain it. But you will not want to miss this conversation. It's about 7 minutes long, and we're going to play it in its entirety, as it happened, unedited, back from 2018.
It isn't Quisling, right?
Oh, Glenn, I wish it was. And let me just tell you the backstory. It all started because Charlie and I had been having a long-term conversation about what the Q stood for.
Uh-huh.
And I said, questionable. He felt differently about what the Q stood for.
He didn't think it was questionable.
No. So this conversation
Charlie
erupted on air. It was not a subject that day.
If you're awake, Charlie, you're going to have to listen.
Oh, and I swear I'd never play it again. I swear it would. It never has played since we aired it. I said it's going to go into the vault. Nobody's ever going to hear that again. It was, but because it brought such emotion out of people and also laughter. It brought a lot of laughter out of people.
I'm looking forward to it.
So I'm telling you what, if you've listened to this station a long time, you might remember this back from 2018, but we're going to unearth that 7 minutes of audio when we come back at 10:30. Charlie Evers, myself, and the late Marge Hazlett, and possibly, if somebody else was there, they weren't saying much. Let me put it that way.
They were dumbfounded.
No, it was Charlie and I having a conversation about LGBTQ, and you won't want to miss it coming back at 10:30. And it's a way to put Charlie's voice back here on this show for a little bit. And
Charlie doesn't pull punches usually.
You know, I just, because Charlie is wholesome Marianne,
yes,
broadcasting.
He is.
He's the agriculture man. He's Buckeye Chuck. He's the peanut push. And to have this conversation about this word, it's a moment. It's a moment in my broadcasting career I shall never forget. And we will relive it at 10:30 this morning.
Looking
so if you want to hear it, call your friends, call your neighbors, like the theme song says, because you're going to hear it at 10:30, and oh, man. Oh, and beeps and all. So,
oh, yeah, you've got beeps in it.
Oh, yeah. There,
okay.
There are beeps in it. So there you go. We're going to play that at 10:30, so don't miss that.
I'm very much looking forward
the
to it.
The infamous LGBTQ, and we've had requests to play it since then, and I've never released it.
And the Q doesn't stand for what all the politicians are saying Q stands for, I assume. You know, the anti-politicians.
I think Q stands for questionable. I still okay. think I'm right on this thing. But you will have to listen, and like I said, a lot of people wanted copies of this. People, because it was a morning, let me tell you. So all 7 minutes in its entirety, uninterrupted, so you will hear the whole conversation as it erupted on live radio.
And you can't go. You can't go to our site and pull it up.
I don't think so.
Oh
no! I think we made sure that one did not hit the site. That one went away. That one. But we're gonna play it because we're in the middle of a pandemic and we need a good laugh.
And you had an interesting morning interview.
Right, and let's start there because we've got 8 minutes here to talk about. This morning, I had on the first pregnant male in the history of the United States, Thomas Beatty did an interview this morning, and this brought out a lot of emotion in people on Facebook, Glenn. Very, very emotional about this.
I was still sleeping, I think, or no, I know what I was doing. I was feeding my dog, but I didn't hear it, so I'm all ears. Go for it.
He was born a woman.
Uh-huh.
But he did have the surgery to become a man.
Yeah.
And then his wife could not get pregnant.
Okay.
So he got pregnant.
Okay.
But on his insurance policies and on his driver's license and so on and so forth, he's a man.
Huh. Well, there are lots of questions in my little pea brain rolling around about how you do things like that, but I'm sure he talked about that.
He was pretty open about the whole thing. But the thing about that interview that really got me was the discrimination he said he's faced, the death threats.
Oh,
He would not want to meet people in a dark alley who send him things. That's awful.
There's no reason. I don't care what you stand for. Well, maybe if you were Hitler. But I can't imagine a death threat. A serious death threat. I mean, I probably said it myself. I'd like to kill that son of a gun, but a serious death threat towards anybody is uncalled for in just about any case that I can imagine.
Well, let me say this as well. If there are any of Charlie's relatives or Charlie himself out there listening right now, after you hear this bit at 10:30, call in, Charlie. I'm sure you remember this very well.
He might call in before and say, "Oh, don't play that."
It was a morning. Here's what I remember about this story. Okay, the thing played, and then I think it did replay one time. And I remember Charlie coming in a week later when it was replaying, and he said, "I was in my car laughing." And he was there part of it. So you've got to he was a part of when it happened. So you got to understand, and we're going back 2 years. We're going into the WWGH vault for this one.
You know, I'm glad you told me that because I didn't realize that he was originally a woman.
Who? Thomas Beatty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was the other way around. So I've learned something this morning.
It was interesting, but he does not identify as a woman, and on his insurance policies and driver's license, he's a male.
Yeah.
Because he's had gender reassessment. But boy, it makes people angry.
So he must have the internal plumbing for the woman part so that he could be pregnant.
That could be.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
I wonder, does Charlie know that you're going to play this? All right with him?
You know, I'll tell you, I do know this. I have not run it by Charlie, but it is... Charlie would love to hear this again. This is just something Charlie would love to hear. He enjoyed this so much.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure that...
Oh yeah,
right with Charlie.
We didn't put it away because Charlie didn't want to hear it again. We put it away because I didn't want to hear it again.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's good. We've got listeners caring for our favorite guy.
No, Charlie loved it.
Uh-huh.
Charlie, you will understand when you hear it why Charlie loved it.
Oh, I can imagine. I've gotten to know Charlie well enough to know it. I can hear him giggling about it right now.
Listen, I know. I know he might have started this way, but he's the one who did it. He caused this whole problem. Because we were not talking. You got to understand, it was just our regular Friday topical show. We were not talking about LGBTQ.
Uh-huh.
He went for it. He's the one who interjected this and then ran it for about 7 minutes.
When that expression came out, or the whatever that's called, where you have the initial, all those initials. I kept forgetting what they were. So most of the time I left the queue off because I didn't think of it.
Oh, dear Glenn.
And I can imagine what Charlie would have said to me.
Oh, you're going
to
hear it. You're going to hear it. Oh, man. And as I say, if anybody, because I know Charlie's wife listens because she gave me, she lectured me on my dislike of gnomes when I saw her recently. Charlie's got the greatest wife, though.
He does.
Yeah.
And you dislike gnomes.
I guess when I was doing Family Feud, I had said that I don't like gnomes. But I like their gnomes. I saw them. I was over at Charlie's house.
You do know they're not real, right?
I do know. But I like them at Charlie's house. Charlie had some good gnomes.
Were they nice?
Yes, they were. So get Charlie near a radio, because he will laugh. I guarantee you. And he might need a laugh right now. We all do during this pandemic.
So.
Only a pandemic would cause me to run this tape again at 10:30.
Oh, my goodness. What the pandemic has done.
It was a morning I'll never forget, and to hear it again myself will be, because I have not listened since it happened.
With this lead into this plane of this, you must have developed the audience to twice its size. They're all waiting with bated breath.
Have to, and like I say, Charlie, if you're out there or anybody who knows Charlie, because I know his daughter's listening as well, get him up.
We want
to hear his rebuttal on this.
Yes.
Because it was one of the we're getting close, and you're going to hear it here in about 3 minutes, because we're going to come back and we're going to play it. And was there anybody out there who heard the original airing of this? Because it didn't air much. 740-383-9944.
No.
2018, I think.
Scott, you do understand we have young ladies that listen to this show. You know, 12-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds.
Oh, it's bleeped.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You will know what the word is.
But they probably
thought we'd have to bleep Charlie Evers.
Oh, he said the bleep words.
I'm really
looking forward to this.
I'm telling you, Glenn, it was a morning like none other. You would never, 60 years in the radio business, and one morning it just hit the fan. And I don't think Marge Hazlett will ever. And you'll get to hear the late Marge Hazlett, so it'll be good to check back in with Marge.
I'm assuming you were saying 60 years for Charlie, not 60 years for yourself.
No, if you took Charlie and mine together, it's a lifetime.
Yeah.
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 But, oh, man.
Mine is a lifetime. I was on radio when I was 12 years old, and I've been on it ever since.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've got to go to a minute break here. Glenn Kobel, Scott Spear sitting in for Charlie. But to bring Charlie back during this pandemic.
Love it.
We are going to play Hasn't Been Heard Since the Spring of 2018, the infamous LGBTQ Charlie Evers, Scott Spears, Marge Hazlett Friday discussion. Oh, man. Call somebody. Do something, because you are not going to want to miss this for love nor money.
I hope you haven't built it up too much.
No. In 7 minutes, so get ready to stick by your radio for a minute. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare go anywhere. Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears, Glenn Kobel sitting in for Charlie Evers. We're back on this Wednesday, April the 29th, 2020, 2 days left in the month of April. And here it goes. Yeah, 2 days.
2 days.
Yeah, Friday's May Day.
Holy
All right.
crap.
Here it is.
I'm looking forward.
Okay.
Let's go.
This is about 6.5 minutes long. Here's the setup. Charlie Evers, Marge Hazlett, and I on the Exchange Club, which is still on this show, the late Marge Hazlett. You'll hear the late Marge Hazlett here. And I can't remember if anybody else was with us at that time, but I know the three of us were there. It was essentially a conversation between Charlie and I, spring of 2018. The topic was LGBTQ. Now, Charlie and I had been having conversations about what the Q stood for leading up to this show. So where we pick this up is Charlie deciding what the Q was. And enjoy. People have wanted to hear this for 2 years. People made requests. People made copies. It never made the website.
Get your recorder going.
But here, because it's a pandemic and WWGH Radio, the infamous WWGH Radio, Charlie Evers, Scott Spears, Marge Hazlett, LGBTQ conversation. Oh, man. Sit down if you're standing up. Roll tape. Here we go.
Last night on television, they were... Was it a protest in Portman's officer? They had these signs, LGBTQ.
What is Q?
Oh, my word. You yes, said... that was the old...
I remember that word.
All the gays were called...
Yeah.
Right. So, and they put it on their sign, LGBTQ. And when I saw that, I thought of Scott, because we had... We had talked about that.
See, it's going to anti-marriage.
We had talked about the word.
My God.
Before. And he's only, you can't say that.
Well, there's three.
Well, yes, you can.
Let me mark it down. That's three times you've said it.
No, but if they.
Oh, I didn't say you
if
can't.
If that group of people sees. That group of people see nothing wrong with it, what's wrong?
Well, maybe the. My understanding is you can say it on public airwaves. You can.
Well, sure.
But it's like, it sounds so stupid saying this, but it would be like saying the V word. You just don't say it because it's not polite company. We're trying to be a family radio station here, and that's not a kind word.
They shouldn't have shown those signs then on television news. There are great big signs, LGBTQ.
But they don't say the word, do they?
Well, why would they put it up there? If you
Well, let me tell you, it's a funny life. You can spell the word out. Oh, man. You can spell the word out, but you can't say it.
But what I was really surprised in the fact that they obviously have no qualms about saying they're...
That's four times.
I mean... If they see nothing wrong with it, why should we?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I just don't know that that's a polite company word.
Well, you can say
Lord. Let's talk about corn or something. Five times, Marge. Do you think that's a word, though, that's polite company?
No, I never liked it when I heard it when I was a child, either. You know how kids...
But we used it a lot for...
I know. They used to use a thumb or something. I don't know. I stayed away from those people. I was above them.
Above that. Well, it's considered a slur, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to them. It's a thing.
Are you sure that's what Q stands for?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Well, no, why would you put that in there?
Maybe somebody will call
because
that will confirm that.
Because isn't it L is lesbian?
Lesbian. B is bisexual. Lesbian, gay,
bisexual,
transgender, and
geez, seven times. But the
I can't figure out what's the difference between gay and.
I don't know, eight times.
Oh, see, you never do this on your show. I never hear you using language
that's
like
right.
that.
That's right.
Good Lord, wholesome shows.
Yes.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, hey, you know, there are an awful lot of biologically incorrect people out there. And they have to feel good about themselves. They have to pass laws to make them feel good. But substantiate that Q does stand for.
Uh-huh.
But in what does LGBTQ stand for? Now, I'm curious, are they going to add any other letters or rearrange those letters for an interesting acronym?
Well, is it doesn't stand for quaint.
This show's not even going to be able to be replayed. You'll never be able to.
That's no bad word.
No, but it's a...
Not a bad word.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
To the younger generation. Ooh.
I mean, there's fine art. I think a fellow was covered by the Endowment for the Arts. He was a photographer. And he had a series of images, and it's called Things Are... And, you know, it's just... you know, it kind of has taken on a slang. So it has a multitude of meanings. So... That's life.
Well, like I said, well, but there, no, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if you, the FCC doesn't have a problem with that word. That is true. That's not one of the words they have a problem with.
That's but, not the seven words you can't say on.
No, but
radio.
You can't. You cannot say the N word, so nobody say it. You cannot say that. They have added that word. You can't. They will bleep you. If
really?
You say, oh, yes.
Can I leave you with this one last thought?
Just not that word.
One last thought, and I'll get out of here and let somebody else call in. You know that game that everybody, that's so fun, everybody plays at Ohio State, tailgating and all that stuff? Cornhole.
Cornhole, there you go.
And see what kind of
a Of course, you got it. You got it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
No, but you know, the N-word is bleep now. The N-word is bleep. You cannot say that.
Wow.
Now, that happened...
Nobody, really, unless, you know...
Well, but you can say... what has been said here, the cue. But the problem is a lot of people won't do it because it's considered a slur.
Well.
I think it is. In any event, well, we wanted to get to a subject today.
It's something is not so...
Oh, my. Eight times.
It's nine times sounds.
You know, one to three. We'll see how many times it gets in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. My goodness. And that was the infamous. Oh, man. We went off the tracks that morning, Glenn. I've never heard that. That's from the spring of 2015, the infamous LGBTQ Charlie Evers, Marge Hazlett conversation. And let me tell you, the word that he was saying was not quaint.
No. No.
No.
Or
no.
Quizzling or anything.
So what do you make of that? Was the build-up not worth it?
It was worth it. I about halfway through, I was getting tears in my eyes. But I can see... That is so Charlie.
Okay, you should have been. And I know he was, after the first time. Now, he might have said it the first time just to make a point.
Yeah.
But after that, he was just trying to nail
playing
it.
Playing it. Yeah.
Oh, he was just laying on it. And he laid on it.
And I think you guys miscounted. I think it was closer to 12 or 13
Well, there was
times.
One point during that phone call where it was being said so often, I thought, oh, man, my head's going to explode here.
Did you get a lot of negative response?
No, people loved it. People thought it was funny. And I can understand that, but it's not funny in it.
And the reason why it was funny is because it wasn't intended to be funny.
No, and it wasn't rehearsed at all.
I love
that was not a topic that week at all. That wasn't going to be on the agenda.
I have several gay friends, and I think they would have listened to that. And word. One of my best friends from high school is a multimillionaire artist out in Hawaii right now, and I know he would have laughed his butt off.
Well, I'm glad we were able to bring Charlie back for a minute
on
this show. Now, if Charlie's out there listening, or anybody who has any opinion, give us a call now.
Please do.
If you heard it the first time and now remember it, or you heard it now, what do you think of the infamous LGBTQ conversation that happened more than 2 years ago? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And now you know why we did not need Charlie's permission to air that.
I was just going through all the acronym and figuring out what all the letters did stand for. And at first I thought there was no trans in there, but there is a T, isn't there?
He doesn't do that on his show.
What?
He doesn't say that word on his show.
That really sounds like a poor choice of phrase there.
Well, no,
he doesn't do that on his show.
He doesn't use that type of language on the Charlie show.
No, he does not.
He saves that for my little Exchange Club program, and then all of a sudden he's Andrew Dice Clay, and...
I have been the subject of a pink slip from the FCC, and I don't think you're going to get one from that.
No, I've looked the word up. The word is fine.
Yeah.
The problem is, you don't say it in mixed company.
I guess you're right.
And you wouldn't want to say, and I don't think that is right. I still believe, that was one of our long-term conversations. I don't think that's what the Q stands for. I think some people, here's what I think happened when they came up with LGBTQ. It was questionable, but people thought, well, what is questionable? That doesn't make any sense, because we know what all those other letters are. What is questionable? So then they took the one that had been around forever, the word that had been around forever, which is a slur to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think, you know how some words, people take ownership of them, and the group starts using them.
Yeah.
And I think that's
how... And
the
other groups are not allowed to.
Right, and yeah. I think that's how that word kinda got... It, but I don't think it was ever intended to be part of LGBTQ. I think now if you look it up, it'll say that. But I don't think it was ever intended to be part of the LGBTQ conversation. But now it is, because people don't know what questioning means. And I don't think the gay community likes people questioning. Well, what is that? You know,
yeah.
I think they look at it as not a question.
Well, I had an interesting situation when I was 18. I was engineering a radio show on the largest solely student-operated radio station in the world, 45,000 watts, off, and it was the Butler Broadcasting radio station. Anyway, and we all had to do our own news. We had to rip and read. You know what rip and read is.
I've done rip and read.
And we had to do our own, and we were required to rewrite what we ripped. And we had an African-American. We had a Southern reporter who had ripped, and he was going to read, and I was engineering his show. And the reason why we got a pink slip is he used the N-word in referring to the march from Selma to Montgomery. And because he was Southern, I guess he thought that was okay. But it caused great consternation in the engineering room and also with our bosses. And that's kind of the same thing, but not quite so incendiary, the Q as opposed to the N.
All I know is the last person who I would have thought who would have
yes.
pounded the Q word would have been Charlie.
He was playing you after about
the fifth
time.
I do think the night before he did see a show, and he saw those protesters in Portman's office with the signs.
Yep.
And I think, it stuck in his brain. But, you know, there are so many moments like that with Charlie, because 6 years, you know, we've been doing these shows here, and they're all taped. But, boy, you know, I look back on some of them, and boy, those moments are funny. And that was one of them that really, and some of them are very touching. I mean, I remember when his daughter called to announce that his grandchild had just been born because he was on the air.
That would be touching.
I mean, that was very touching. And I remember him getting the day named after him when he was the Grand Marshal of the Popcorn Parade, and he didn't know that was happening, and
that's
that happened
cool.
on air.
Yeah.
So there have been those, but there have also been lots of laughs.
Yeah.
I remember one year, him and Santa Claus got into a thing. Oh, man alive.
Well, I can understand that. I got into a thing with Santa Claus here at our last Christmas.
You did. Why do you people want to pick fights with Santa Claus?
He was being a pain.
You tell me these Christmas parties aren't something to come to. For anybody who's never been to a WWGH Christmas party, they're an event.
We have a good time.
We have a good time, and we're coming back to have more good times after this. Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Glenn Coble, Scott Spears back. Only 14 minutes left in the first hour here. We're blowing right by today, Glenn. Now, phone lines are open if you want to talk about anything. we're glad to hear it. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, this is an eclectic station in that the first hour this morning, we interviewed the first pregnant man ever. Then we had Judge Joe Brown on. And then we've played the LGBTQ, what does the Q stand for, bit. You know, you're not going to hear this anywhere else.
You know, I enjoy listening to our station. You know, in my audience, I guess, knows where I stand politically. But I love listening to all the different sides of the coin. I mean, there aren't just two sides to this coin. There are about thousands.
No, and you know, I think it's interesting because a lot of people have no problem voicing their political belief on this station, which I think's fine. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if you have an opinion, you should share it.
Sure, we'll be glad.
But I do think that I wish we were much more tolerant of other
yes.
people's opinions. I mean, you don't have to agree with the person, but just listen.
I'll be talking briefly about that in my show this afternoon. My doggy is really tired of me waking her up in the middle of the night and having all these different ideas. My show is eclectic, as you say.
Well, like I say, I know of two friends recently who had no idea that they had different political
views. Yeah, I've been surprised.
And I think they had a conversation about it recently, but I don't think it was a slash and burn, which is what you got to do. You just got to say, okay, I feel this way, you feel that way. Why does that have to end the friendship?
Yeah. Well, you and I have different opinions on several things, but we've seemed to get along, okay?
But I don't think, and I to this day, I don't think anybody really knows my political leanings.
I think I'm getting a better handle on it.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Really? Well, no, tell me what you think.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
No, because I will not confirm or deny.
No, I know, so I'm not going to tell you what I think, because I don't want to look like a fool.
Well, it's interesting because it's funny to me. Because I always thought I was running good this way. Because there was a very, and I don't want to say their names, but there's a very prominent Democrat who came to me one time and after we did an interview said, "You're definitely a Republican." And I thought, oh, okay. And then there was a Republican who said, "This is a liberal station. So I won't come on because it's a liberal station because you're a liberal." So I thought, that's great. I'm running 50-50 on this thing. And I think, but you know, overtly, it's funny because I'm not a political person. I would not be somebody at a party who would be talking politics.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
That does not interest me more.
I think it's refreshing that you do not really get into it because you've got people like Linda who is very, right-leaning. She's left, but she's speaking for the religious side. We have other people that are... the pastor, who is very right-leaning, and we have people like me, who is left-leaning, and Adam, who is very left-leaning, probably further than I am, and that's why people should listen to this station, because it'll open that little pea brain of ours up a little bit, and it's really helped me open my own brain, and I thought I knew what I was talking
about.
Well,
I've always felt, first of all, number one, when you're doing interviews, you want to interview both sides.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can say that on this show we've had Sherrod Brown and we've had Jim Jordan. Now, that's mm-hmm. pretty eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if people felt you were one way or the other, they would not come on like that.
Yeah.
Because they would be afraid you would ambush them.
Yeah.
But so that's number one for not giving a political belief. But also, I've emceed the League of Women Voters event, the debate, 3 or 4 times. They're not going to do that to a partisan person. They're not going to allow a partisan
Probably
person
not.
To do that.
Yes.
Yeah. And, in general, I do want to learn what people have to say. I don't care to tell them if they're right or wrong or if they believe what I believe or don't believe. My job is to ask good questions that are open-ended and get good answers.
Yeah.
And I don't... that's why I say interesting all the time, because it's neither an agreement or... you know, saying you're wrong.
You do say,
well,
that's why. Interesting.
That's why. Well, because if you say, yeah... then you agree with them. And if you say, well, you know, then you disagree.
I've only heard you strongly disagree with my opinion one time, and I'm going to leave that alone. But, yeah, I think you do a nice job of riding the fence. Now, my wife, and that has bad connotations. I don't mean it to be that way, but my wife absolutely hates it when a station brings on a talking head that's right and a talking head that's left, and they discuss a thing. She hates that. I tried to point out to her, well, you need to listen to both sides. And she does. She does. She just doesn't agree.
Well, I just think the problem is that if a Republican host has on a Democratic guest and they're arguing, you're going to learn nothing except what the host thinks. If you have a Democratic host who has on a Republican guest, you're not going to learn anything except what the host thinks. I want to do an interview. I want to learn why that person got to where they are, because yep. I think that better serves the audience. You don't need to know what I feel or what I think.
No.
Why does that matter?
It's not an interview of you. It's an interview of them. No. That's correct.
And the more people will say, boy, Judge Joe talked a lot this morning. Great.
You certainly did.
Great. Because I never learned anything when I was talking.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let him talk.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but I'm learning something. I'm learning how he feels, and the audience is learning what he feels. You don't need to know what I feel.
Right.
I'm just the conduit.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why we have shows like mine. Mine says what I'm going to talk about, a progressive life, and I don't feel that obligation to be fair to the other side. I tell it the way I think it is. I try to be honest about it, though, and that's, you're very honest about your interviews, I think. You don't ask them gotcha questions.
Well, I think I ask them tough questions.
Yeah, that's different than a gotcha question.
Well, a gotcha, I don't understand.
Well, yeah, I know. We've had that discussion before.
What is a gotcha question?
Well, a gotcha question is where you're trying to get them to say something.
Oh, you mean an agenda?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have an agenda.
Yeah. Yeah, you're trying.
No, but I will ask them, like this morning, I don't think the first male man who had a baby really like the idea of me asking him if he was pro-life or pro-choice.
Yeah.
I think that's a tough question, but I don't think it's a gotcha question because I don't care how he answers.
That's a tough question, even if you are, like me, pro-choice, because most of us pro-choicers aren't pro-abortion.
Well, here's my feeling. If you only listen to what you believe in, then you will learn nothing.
Yeah.
Preaching to the choir is what they call that.
That's right, yeah.
Why do we want to do that?
Well, we don't. Not on a show, not on radio or television where you're trying to learn something.
You know what? If you absolutely disagreed with the fact that that was either a male this morning or that that's a male having a baby, I don't care. I just hope you listened and learned something.
Well, I learned something, and I didn't even listen to the show. I learned that he was
right.
A woman first, right?
A woman first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, you know, how many people know that?
Yeah.
You know, you just see the title.
I thought he was a male first, quite frankly.
And you don't know.
Yeah.
So, there it is. And I hope that over time that we become much more into that, listening to people who don't have agendas.
I say that quite often on my show, on A Progressive Life, because I think we need to start using our brain instead of our mouth. You need to listen more than talk. Now, on my show, I'm kind of hypocritical because I do a lot of talking, but that's what my show is about. But I think we do need to start listening a lot more. Yeah.
Well, will we? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. We're very...
I've been on this earth for 73 years, and most of the people I've talked to weren't listening to me.
Well, it's funny because I'm never interested in how a person feels. I'm interested in how they got that way. Like if somebody...
Okay,
like
interesting.
Yeah, if somebody would give me a political view, they'd say, I feel this way, I would want to know why. It wouldn't be, I disagree, or I agree, or that would not be my response.
Uh-huh.
My response would be, why? Because I want to know how you got that way.
Well, that's a good framework to do an interview on, because then everybody learns something. You learn something, the audience learns something, and quite frankly, when you're being interviewed by a good interviewer, you learn something about yourself, I think.
Well, I think you do, because you don't ask yourself questions in the mirror every morning.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I ask myself, why are you getting older? No, I do ask myself a lot of questions. I'm very self-absorbed. Well, I'm self-absorbed, too.
Sure.
But I'm also very self critical. And I do ask myself a lot of questions in the morning. Why do I like certain types of music? Why am I so in favor of this thing or that thing? And I only interviewed two of the three Democratic primary candidates, and the one I didn't get a chance to interview, even though she said she was going to come on, Shannon Fresh Hour, won the contest last night, so she'll be facing Jim Jordan. But that'll be an interesting. We need to get them on again.
Oh, and also I should mention that Melissa Atkinson, who was running against Reinicke, who was on the station two or three times, did not win.
Nope,
Reinicke did win.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, it was interesting. Kind of, it wasn't terribly controversial elections, being a primary. They were just getting out who each party wanted to have carry their banner.
And now we'll go into the fall, but I think it's going to be a whole different election cycle this
time. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's going to be completely different in intensity. I think it's going to get really ugly.
You know, I think it'll all depend on how this illness goes.
Maybe.
Because if you can't get out and hold rallies, and you can't get out and hold cookouts and all the things that they do, and possibly not even conventions, that's going to be different.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll make people a little bit more edgy, I think. They'll want to say something. They're mad. They want to get out. But, you know, I don't think people should blame the current administration for the coronavirus. Maybe the inability to do anything to correct it early. The coronavirus came upon us, and we had really very little to say about it showing up. Now, we could have started a little earlier. I'm absolutely convinced of that. But anyway.
We'll all get through this better together than apart.
No, we won't. There'll be several tens of thousands of people that won't get through it.
But also several million that will.
Oh, by the way, and I'm going to mention this on... Yes, there will be. I'm going to mention this on my show, but we yesterday passed the number of people that were killed in Vietnam.
That's what the judge said.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So interesting. So that's why you listen to my show, Glenn. You learn.
Well, I was... had to take the dog out.
That's why you gotta listen every morning.
Every
minute of every morning to know what's going on here.
You know, we've got to have a lot more listeners now for our shows, just because what else are you gonna do?
Well, that's right. What else are you gonna do? What else are you gonna listen to?
Yeah.
You gotta enjoy this. We're gonna come back here in about 10 minutes, have a lot more conversation on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. This is the Charlie Evers Show, Scott Spears and Glenn Coble sitting in for Charlie while he's out recouping an energy issue, and we hope to see him back really soon. Remember, you can check out the website, WWGH1071.com, for show archives dating back to January of 2016, and you can download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH Radio to listen anywhere in the world on any mobile device. And remember, that is absolutely free, TuneIn app. That's all there is to it. 59 minutes and 50 seconds past the hour, coming up on the top of the hour here on WWGH Radio. News and weather up next, back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let the day the verdict back.